Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Follow That Bride.
Are you still mad at me, Susan?
No, Alfie. Pass me my compact.
Yeah. Now, you sure you're not angry?
No, but I will be if I make my face up with that dark tan shoe polish.
Sorry. Here's your compact. I've cleaned your shoes and locked your suitcase. You forgive me then, Susan?
Yes, I've forgiven you. What time is it?
Just turned 4:30. I'm sorry that I got the date of my cousin Ted's wedding wrong, but honestly, I wrote it down that carefully.
I know, in last year's diary. Now I find it's tomorrow and not next Monday, and I've got to go chasing off with you to Sheffield. How long will it take us to get there?
Well, it's about 35 miles as the fly crows. The cry flows. Your floor cries. Yeah. Just over an hour, be road. And it should be quiet being a Sunday.
And we have got somewhere to stay the night.
Oh, yeah, I phoned the Black Swan and asked the man to bring our rooms forward a week. Tonight. He talked about fuzzy, didn't seem very pleased about it.
Well, what exactly did he say?
We can't tell you. But you can be fined £5 for saying it on a bus.
Look, we've definitely got 2 single rooms for tonight.
Yeah, as long as we claim them by 6 o'clock. But I knew we couldn't do it by train, so I popped up the road and borrowed Jack Barnett's car. It's outside.
I know, I've seen it. Looks like a dustbin on wheels.
Well, I know it's not posh, but it'll get us there for 6. Hey, but what are you looking for?
Pencil and paper. Grandad and Jimmy aren't due back till 5, and I don't know where they've gone. I better leave Grandad a note. Ah, here we are.
Quick! Somebody dial 999. There's been an accident.
There's been an accident? Where?
There, outside our gate. That car, Luke.
Yeah, boy, but that's mine. It hasn't been in an accident.
You mean it always looks like that? What a heap of junk. Only one previous owner, Queen Boadicea.
Oh, shut up, you. Where's Grandad?
Well, I left him with Mr. Twig in his greenhouse. I think he'll be quite a while yet.
Why?
Well, they were discussing how Mr. Twig got rid of his weeds, and me granddad was saying, "Hey, it's right good stuff you've got here, Tommy. Well worth 3 and 6 pence a bottle."
What, weed killer?
No, best bitter. Honestly, of all the excuses for boozing in a greenhouse, it's the fumes from the stove. It's making our throats dry. And another shovelful of coke goes on to keep the thirst going.
When Grandad gets back, Jimmy, be sure and give him this note. And don't forget.
All right. What's this? Gone to Sheffield's, stay at the Black Swan Hotel. Alfie's cousin getting married tomorrow. Yeah, daft things. It's next week, the wedding. I know that, because I heard Alfie telling you the other night. You were in the front room talking.
And you were at the keyhole listening.
I was not. I was just passing the door and I had this terrible attack of cramp.
Look, the wedding's tomorrow. I made a mistake.
You're always making daft mistakes. I'll bet on your wedding day you'll tell our Susan to wait in the taxi while you carry the driver over the threshold.
Anything I hate, it's having to make meals. How long have they been gone, Jimmy?
About 30 minutes, Grandad. They rushed out of the house, jumped in the car, Alfie drove off, then backed up again for our Susan's suitcase, and off they went in a cloud of blue smoke. Talking about a cloud of smoke, that toast done, isn't it?
What? Oh, I can't get the tin open. Pull the griller out.
Right, Grandad. That's it. Now, there's only one thing we need to make your toast fit to eat, Grandad. Where do you keep your emery paper?
Look, Jimmy, you just can cut out the comedy. Susan would have been doing this if that idiot Alfie hadn't got the wedding date wrong.
He's not the only one who's daft. Our Susan's been a bit of a twit as well.
What are you talking about?
Something I found upstairs. She's forgotten to take the wedding present they bought.
What? That tea set? Where is it?
In our Susan's room, in her wardrobe.
How do you know?
Eh? Oh, I happened to see it when I was looking for something. I'll get the pan for the beans.
Come here, my lad. What were you looking for in Susan's wardrobe?
Something I gave her yesterday because she said her head was hurting. Shall I brew the tea?
What was it?
Me pea shooter.
Oh, you're a wee scamp. Anyway, never mind that. I'm worried about that wedding present. We paid a lot of money for it. what the phone number is? The hotel, I mean.
The Mucky Duck? I could get it from inquiries. Why?
I think I ought to ring Susan to ask if I should put the present on a train or something. Aye. Well, have a bite to eat, then I'll ring her. They should be there by then.
Yeah, not far now, Susan. We're nearly at my cousin's. Well, I thought we'd call there first to let them know we've arrived safely. Now, I'm sorry the roof leaks.
If you ask me, the petrol tank leaks as well. Fancy having to stop at 2 filling stations in under 40 miles.
But the second time wasn't for petrol. No, it was for the phone, only I didn't dare say so at the time.
Oh, no, go on, tell me the worst. What other stupid things have you done?
Well, only one. I rang my mum. But I'd only enough money for 3 minutes, and my dad answered, and it took him most of the time getting the downstairs out of the bathroom. And I wasn't going to tell him, because he thinks I'm daft enough as it is. He said I should start using my common sense. Mum said she'd find it and put it on a train.
What on earth are you talking about?
A wedding present for Cousin Ted.
The wedding present? I knew there was something I'd forgotten, dashing off like that in a hurry.
Now, it's all right, Susan, don't panic. I've done something right for once. Now I've told my mum, she'll search the house for it and send it off.
She'll be very clever if she does. It's at our house.
You what? Oh, so it is. Hey, what shall we do?
Nothing. Let's leave it there where it's safe. We'll just have to apologise and bring it over later when they've come back from their honeymoon.
Right, Susan. Hey, look, there's my cousin's house on that corner.
Oh, it's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, plenty of rooms. It used to be a vicarage, so when we go in, mind your language. Funny. Hey, right, out you come soon. We've arrived.
Thank heaven for that. Here, take my case.
Right, yeah. Hey, up there, here.
Who? The couple coming down the path?
My Uncle Alfie and my Auntie Nellie. I thought they'd be here for the wedding. They'll go anywhere for a plate of boiled ham.
You say his name's Alfie?
Yeah, Alfie all like me. I think I was named after him, but I'm not like him because he's always arguing and she's his back. They're at it now, Luke.
Why don't you keep quiet for a minute and give your jaws a rest?
Don't talk to me like that or I'll thump you. I only asked if you'd seen to everything before we left home.
I told you. I checked the windows, bolted the back door, put the fire guard up, fed the budgie and turned the gas off. You don't pipe down, I'll turn yours off and all.
Common, you great yob.
Yeah, hello there, still the two little lovebirds, I see.
Well, look who it is, my namesake with the two left legs. Oh, we'll be all right for some laughs at the reception now.
Shut up. Hello, Alfie, you've made it, I see.
It made what? Oh, got him. Yeah, that's right. Allow me to present Miss Susan Clitheroe.
Well, hello, sweet Sue. How do? Bye, Alfie. You've done all right for yourself and your son, what?
That'll do, Alfred.
Oh, that'll do, Alfred.
Yeah. Come into the house, Susan, love. I'm sure you'll want to freshen up after your trip.
Oh, yes, I'd like to, if I may.
Come on, then. Alf?
Yeah?
Don't you forget to give young Alfie the message.
You what? After seeing the bird he's found for himself, I think he's got the message.
Hey, shut up, Uncle Alfie. Look, she's blushing.
Oh, my big fat Nelly, blushing. Never in a million years.
Yeah, no, Susan. Look, what did she mean about the message?
Yeah, oh, why, yes. Well, now, I understand that you've got 2 single rooms booked for tonight at the Black Swan.
Yeah, that's right. Why?
Well, the wife and me were stopping the night here at the house, you know, but now the youngsters say they're going to have a party and live it up till the small hours. So you and Sue are stopping here, and me and Nelly are taking your places at the Black Swan.
What, you mean in the 2 single rooms?
Not likely, not in this cold weather. She may be a big mouth, but she has her uses. Yeah. Look, son, look. They've got a double room vacant at the hotel, but as the booking is yours, you've got to ring up and confirm it. Now, you're swapping your 2 rooms for 1 double one, for Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Orr.
Oh, they'll go mad at me altering the arrangements again.
Look. You tell them what to do. Just tell them. Ask them, or there'll be somebody around there double quick to sort them out.
You mean you'll go around?
Worse than that. I'll send the wife.
Just get that number while I pour us a cup of tea. And give me a shout when they answer.
Right, Grandad. Now to ring the Black Swan and speak to the old hen.
Oh,
Hello, Black Swan Hotel receptionist here. Can I help you?
Pardon?
Can I help you?
Yeah, that's an idea. Hang on while I get me homework. Oh.
Look, what do you want?
I don't know. What have you got?
Will you please tell me what you want?
I want to speak to Miss Clitheroe. Susan Clitheroe. Has she arrived yet?
I've no idea. I've just come on duty. My colleague's gone without handing over to me properly. I'm trying to pick up the threads.
Well, if it was me, I'd make him do his own knitting.
Oh, where's the register? Now, what name was it again?
Susan Clitheroe. She's a girl. She's staying there with somebody called Alfie Hall. He's a man, we think.
Oh, let me see. Well, there is a record of these two people here.
Oh, what are they singing?
Please.
Please lend a little ear to my plea.
They had two single rooms reserved, but I see that my colleague has altered the booking to read one double room for Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall.
You what? Mr. and Mrs.? Well, well, they've been and gone and done it at last.
Jimmy, why didn't you tell me you were through to them? Give me that phone.
But, Grandad, wait a minute. Let me be the first to congratulate you.
What do you mean?
You've not lost a granddaughter. You've gained a twit.
What are you talking about?
Ah, Susan and Alfie. The Mr. and Mrs. Hall now.
What?
They're crafty beggars. They were single this morning. The vicar must have married them in his dinner hour.
Oh, enough of this nonsense. Give me that phone. Hello, is Miss Susan Clitheroe there?
I have already explained to the other inquirer the reservations for Miss Clitheroe and Mr. Hall have been altered to one double room for Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall.
I don't believe it. Who altered it?
Just a moment. My colleague has noted that. It was altered by Mr. Alfred Hall, 23 Railway Road. I'm afraid the rest is rather faint.
Don't worry. It may be faint to you, but it's as plain as daylight to me. That's daft Alfie's address.
Grandad, what's going on? What has she said? Why weren't we invited? Why wasn't I a page boy?
Look, shut up.
But, Grandad...
Go and see who's at the door.
Oh, all right. What a place to go for a honeymoon, blinking Sheffield.
Hello. Are you still there, my man?
Unfortunately, yes. Look, I have people here waiting to be attended to. Do you wish to speak to either of the persons?
No, I don't. I'll deal with them when I get round there.
Oh, do you wish me to tell them you're coming?
No, don't tell them anything. Don't say a word. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, I understand perfectly. Happens all the time in this business, but Hall is a new name. They usually use Smith. Goodbye.
Hello. Hello.
Got a clean shirt on. Oh, yeah. Of course, it's Sunday.
Don't you ever stop dicing with death. Right, Pete, come on, let's get into the boozer before them coat strips start rolling in.
I'm not going to the Rose and Crown tonight, Higgy.
Oh, but, Grandad, you should go tonight. Don't you want to celebrate our Susan and Alfie getting married?
Married? Young Susan and Alfie?
Yeah, we've just spoken to the hotel where they're staying. Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall.
Well, good lad, Alfie. I never thought he had it in him.
If you mean blood, it won't be in him much longer. Higgy, look, I need your help. I've got to go and get Susan back.
But, Grandad, aren't you glad they've got married?
That's just the point. They haven't got...
I know what you mean, Pete.
I don't know what he means. What does he mean?
Never mind.
All right, Higgy. Now, look, can we go in your taxi?
But we don't work Sundays at our firm. My cab's locked away in the garage with the others.
But you've got a key to the garage, haven't you?
Yes, but I can't take a cab out without the boss's permission. He'd go mad.
Oh, he'd never know. I'll pay for the petrol. Please, Higgy. Will you? Will you do it for me?
Well, I can understand you being upset, but... Oh, all right, I'll do it. Hey, where are we going?
Sheffield?
Higginbotham got to know. We've been sitting in his taxi here for 10 minutes.
What's wrong, Grandad? He hasn't got the flag down. It's not costing you anything.
I want to get started. Ah, you're here at last, Higgy.
What do you mean, at last? I had to lock the garage up again, didn't I? I don't want anybody running off with the other taxis.
Hey, can I sit in the front to see where we're going?
No, you can't.
Why, it's not a mystery trip, is it?
You're not sitting next to me. I had enough last time, messing about with my gears and my windscreen wipers. You nearly had me into a bus.
Yes, Grandad. Mr. Higginbottom got out and started shouting, and the conductor clouted him once.
What did you do, Higgy?
He ran back into the taxi and drove off.
Well, it was a woman conductor.
Yes, he'd have run twice as fast if it had been the driver. He was a man.
Look at the time. It's 40 minutes since we left our house.
Well, it was 20 minutes blooming walk. We should have got a taxi. Oh.
Belt up, funny boy.
Hey, Grandad, we were daft walking here for Mr. Higginbottom's taxi. He should have come for it and picked us up at home.
I've warned you.
Yeah, shut up. It's very kind of Higgy to do this. He's only charging me the cost of the petrol.
It was only a joke. Oh, you're a right miserable pair to be going on a honeymoon.
I like that. Me going on a honeymoon with you, Pete. You better wear your kilt.
Mr. Higginbottom, we want to enjoy ourselves. This is the first honeymoon I've been on.
Aye, and it should be more fun than mine was.
Has Ozzy been on a honeymoon?
Oof, not yet, lad, no.
Didn't
no.
he go on yours?
What was that?
Ach, Higgy, doesn't he understand? Be quiet, will you, Jimmy?
Why have we stopped? Are we there already?
Traffic lights are against us.
Hey, what's this fella up to?
Quick, driver, take me to the Pig and Whistle. It's a matter of life and death. Hello? What are you people doing in my taxi?
We're going daft. Are you coming?
What are you talking about, your taxi? This is ours.
Come on, mate, out. This taxi's engaged.
Oh, no, it isn't. When the taxis are engaged, the little flag is down, and your little flag is up. So take me to the Pig and Whistle and sling the Irishman out.
I'll give you one more chance to move before I sling you out, you drunken idiot.
You know what? Me? Drunk? How dare you say I'm drunk?
No. He just fell in a barrel of beer and had to drink his way out.
Leave this to me, Pete. I'll sort him out. Oi. Oh, there's a copper. Hey, if he sees my flag up and that drunk, I'm in dead lumber. I'll drive round the corner.
Good man. The Pig and Whistle is the third on the left. The second on the right. Straight up the bank. Sal, take me to the Black Bull.
Now, look, mister. We got this taxi first, so you'll have to get out.
Yeah, but wait till it slows down a bit before you jump. Or this little flag will be at half mast.
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll meet you halfway. You go where you're going, and I'll take the taxi over from there.
I'm taking them to Sheffield.
All right, well, Sheffield? Damn pubs will be shut by the time I get back from that.
You're getting out now, mate.
I think this is your stop, mister.
Is it?
Let's have you.
Hey, is this the Black Bull for me?
No, it's Mr. Higginbottom, the Red Devil.
Go up to our room to change. Dinner starts in 5 minutes.
Oh, we're right posh, shan't we? Eh? Pardon me while I put on my dinner suit.
Shut up. Can't go into the dining room in them old clothes. You're not showing me up. Come on, I'll get our key.
Oh, all right, all right. Don't get your corsets twisted. I was only joking.
Then you've got no sense of humour, have you? I'd say you've got no sense of humour. None of your family have, except your father. He must have had a sense of humour to marry your mother.
Now, don't you start about my family. If you want to laugh, look at your own. Yeah. Especially that nephew of yours, Alfie.
Well.
All mouth and no brains.
Can I help you, madam?
Excuse me, yeah? Could I have number 12, please?
Certainly, madam. Number 12, yes. Here you are.
Oh, thank you very much.
Pleasure, madam.
Oh, pleasure, madam. Oh, thank you.
Why don't you shut your trap?
Oh, shut. What are you talking about?
Oh, dear. The people we get nowadays. Three cheers for the welfare state. I run with a few, and you. And no one to worry, no one to hide.
Hey, smash it in, Dick Grandad.
Ah, lovely, yeah. Come on.
That's that geezer behind the desk, Pete.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we staying here, Grandad?
I hope not.
We're staying just long enough to sort out Alfie and drag Susan home.
Hey, I'm having a pipe before we leave. My tongue's like an old boot.
Oh, charming.
Excuse me. We're looking for a Mr. Alfred Hall.
And his wife.
Mr. and Mrs. Hall have just gone up to their room to change their clothes, I understand.
You what? Well, Alfie'll look a right twit in Susan's dress.
Keep quiet, will you? Which room are they in?
Number 12, top of the stairs.
Right, come on, Higgy.
Right, Pete. You hold him. I'll belt him.
Just a moment. Are they expecting you?
Never mind that. Just get Mr. Hall's bill ready. You'll be leaving in a hurry.
Probably through the window.
Hey, wait for me.
You stop there. This is not for your ears.
But, Grandad, I want to come if you're having a wedding party.
Do as you're told. There's no wedding party. It's more like a wake.
Sonny, who are those people?
Oh, me Grandad and Mr. Higginbottom. We've come up to see me sister and a new husband, Alfie Hall.
Your sister? Old enough to be your mother. Grandmother, nearly.
She's not. You must have seen her without her makeup on.
Open up. Open up, Alfie Hall, and I'll break the door down.
Come on, the game's up.
You don't let me in, I'll get the police.
Yes, they'll have something to say about you pretending to be married.
Does it mean it was all a joke?
Well, if it is, I don't think anyone will be laughing.
Hey, come on. Get the door.
Bottom.
Oh, you little troublemaker. She smashed a bottle of scent over me head.
Ooh, bye, you don't off bong. Hey, you better wash it off before you go in the Rose and Crown. They'll think you're the new barmaid.
Clitheroe.
It wasn't my fault you had a fight with them.
It was your fault we came on this daft trip.
Now, Higgy, I made a mistake over the hotel business as well.
Yes, yeah, so why don't you belt me Grandad?
That'll do, Jimmy.
Well, why belt me? Because he got covered in scent. If he can't beat women, he shouldn't fight them.
Pete, I'll swing for him, I'm telling you.
Jimmy, will you shut up or I'll belt you?
All right, there's no need to shout. You said yourself you were to blame as well.
I know that. I'm just telling you not to annoy Mr. Higginbottom. Now stop crying.
I'm not crying.
Well, you should be.
All right, Higgy, leave him alone.
Yeah, go and shout at your own son, Fat Aussie.
I will smack you in a minute.
He wants strangling the cheeky young pup.
There's no need for that, Higgy. Just watch your mouth.
Yeah, me Grandad will fill it with boot.
Will you shut up?
Oh, Grandad. I wish you'd make your mind up whose side you're on.
I'm not on anybody's side. I just want a bit of peace and quiet.
Well, why don't you stop shouting, then?
You both better stop shouting, because there's a...
Shut up!
All right, I will. I hope they catch you.
You've had more than enough to say since we... You hope who catches us?
The coppers in the car behind. You're doing well over 30, Mr. Higginbottom.
So what? We're not in a built-up area?
Can't fix me, you little fool.
Well, he's flagging you down just the same.
There must be crackers.
Maybe Mrs. Hall sent them to get the money off you for the scent she gave you.
I'll give you my starting handle round your chops in a minute.
Switch off your engine, please.
You what?
Switch off, please.
All right. What's up?
You don't know, I suppose.
Look, never mind the guessing games. What do you want?
Is this... What's that smell?
It's Mr. Higginbottom.
Shut up.
The lad's right, sir. It is, sir, isn't it?
Now watch it.
What's the trouble, officer?
Well, the trouble's this taxi, sir. Stolen.
You what?
Well, now, come on, come on. Then look, it's no use pretending. We had a message an hour ago to be on the lookout for it. The owner reported that somebody opened his garage, pinched the taxi and locked it up again. Very neat.
Oh, yes, Mr. Higginbottom kept us waiting 10 minutes while he locked up.
Quiet!
Leave him alone, sir, please. So, you saw him take the taxi, son, did you?
Oh, yes. He unlocked the garage with one of his keys.
Yeah, he had a bunch, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, and he drove it out while my granddad held the door open.
Take no notice of him. He doesn't know
quiet,
what he...
Quiet, please, sir, quiet. You'll get your turn to speak. In court, from the sound of this.
But he's giving you the wrong
Will
idea.
Will you be quiet, sir, please? Hello, just a minute. If you've taken these two on a run, why isn't your flag down?
That's what the drunk said.
Drunk?
Yeah, the one Mr. Higginbottom threw out of the taxi.
Jimmy, will you stop this? He doesn't realize he's given you the wrong idea, officer.
It's the truth. You remember Mr. Higginbottom threw him out after he drove round the corner to dodge that copper.
Oh, no.
What? That does it. We're going to the station.
What? You mean you're pinching me?
Not yet, sir, no. But it seems highly likely that you'll be charged with stealing this vehicle.
Well, if I am, you can add another charge to it.
Oh?
Assault and battery of that little hooligan.
What have I done? I only told the truth. Grandad, you're always saying I should tell the truth.
Yes, but why did you have to wait till now to start?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as Grandfather, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Brian Truman, Tony Melody, and Betty Alberge. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
It was all sorted out in the end, and Grandad wouldn't let Mr. Higginbottom touch me, because I had told the truth. Oh, Mr. Higginbottom was cross, but not as cross as Mrs. Higginbottom, when he walked in at midnight, ponging of perfume. He just managed to say I was held up before she knocked him down with a milk bottle. He does have trouble with women, doesn't he? Ta-ra!